but how we can dispose of the assets. The first way we could get rid of the asset is through retirement. In that case, we're essentially just throwing the asset out. The first step to do this is to adjust the asset's value to include any partial depreciation, if there is any. We'll use the same methods as we discussed in the previous slide. Then, if our net asset value is zero, we can simply debit the accumulated depreciation account and credit the asset's account to net the two against each other and to remove it from our books. If, however, the net asset value is greater than zero, that means that we're going to have to take a loss here. We take a loss because we thought the asset should have some value based on our depreciation calculations, but since we're throwing it out, it must clearly not have any value. As such, we'll credit the asset's account, we'll debit the accumulated depreciation, and then we'll debit the difference between these to our loss on asset retirement. We'll specifically use this loss on asset retirement account in order to account for this. Like any account with the word loss in it, this is going to go to our OCI in our income statement.